The president endorsing a windbreaker? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The billboard of President Obama wearing that windbreaker is the talk of Times Square.
A larger-than-life photo of Mr. Obama standing next to the Great Wall of China. The caption says, a leader in style.
And that crosses a line with some people.
The White House wants it taken down now.
But the White House needs to understand. We live in a new age. An age when entire buses are wrapped in ads. Public parks, public schools, arenas, stadiums, the fields within those stadiums, the seats that surround those fields all have sponsors. And to imply that politicians are somehow above commercialism, I mean, please, politicians have more sponsors than anyone. Their NASCAR jackets would be like body armor. No, the problem here is that Brand X windbreakers use the president's image without paying for it. I don't mean paying the president personally. But Barack Obama is a unique product, created and owned by the American people. He is the first truly cool American president. Even people who think he's a socialist would kill to look as good as he does in a black windbreaker. That image has an enormous market value at a time when the self-destruction of Tiger Woods has left a huge celebrity endorsement vacuum in the land. We have a deficit to close, people. Corporations will do all they can to avoid paying tax, but they will line up to buy an Obama endorsement, which I would suggest we price at $20 million or 35% of corporate income, whichever is greater. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.